This episode contains adult content. Listener discretion is advised. Hey everybody, welcome to MFG Cast. We're doing our time after time fantasy generic fantasy D&D fantasy, whatever you want to call it, kind of breaking the rules on everything, that kind of thing. This is episode 2. I'm going to do something that I normally don't do when we roleplay. I'm actually going to do what happened last time, even though I hate that, because I feel like if you're watching this, you've already listened to the other stuff and you know what's happening, but we'll do it for you anyway, because I feel like a grateful, I feel like I, you know, I should give you guys that information. So I'm going to do that. So you found out that our characters are part of this time travel experimental program. What they don't know is that besides their names, they don't know anything about themselves. When they got zipped into these bodies into the past, and they don't know anything about who they are except for their names. They don't really know anything about the characters that they're in except for what they look like. So if I'm going back in my notes, sorry about the page flipping. Jesse is in the, Tota is in the body of a huge orc. Belzarin is in a creepy looking gaunt thin elf. Tamarin is in the body of a mind flayer with a rad mohawk. Cam is in the body of a beautiful fairy. And they are in the four of them are known as the, well, to themselves, they're known as the Extraordinary Four Detectives. But word around town is that they are the Horrendous Four, a name beknownst to everyone but you guys. When you got leapt into your bodies, you had each had a piece of the king that had been murdered. You all assume that it's yourselves that have done that. But you've met your little friend. Boy, tell you, so many things to remember, so I never remember them. Quips, their little friend that's part of this, that you assume is part of this time travel program, Quips, told them that they need to figure out who killed the king so they can leap out of their bodies and hopefully, I don't know, back to themselves or what. So they escaped from the king's castle. They flew down to a town to kind of get out of the way because they had been chased by the king's guard because they thought that they were the murderers. So they escaped to the town of Rufdar. And they, in that town, have found the place where the Extraordinary Four reside. So you guys are outside of your place of business. And, yeah, whatever you guys want to do next.
So I don't remember from last session. When we were in the king's room, you specifically said there was no blood. We had body parts and stuff, but, you know, it wasn't like a, you know, an abattoir while we were in there. Did we smell anything? Was there like the smell of blood or viscera or anything to indicate that this was something that had just happened.
Yeah. So I would like you to read. So in my games, I always love to do perception checks because they're the best. So I would like you to roll a perception check for me to see if you can remember if you smelt anything like that.
My perception
check. Just remember, John, whoever smelt it dealt it.
16.
Nice. So there was no smell of blood, but there was this acrid smell. Do you have any points in Arcane at all?
No, I don't believe
I
so.
Do.
Nope.
Oh, that's too bad. I'm not talking to you, Jesse. So yeah, I would like you to roll. Boy, again, just because sometimes D&D doesn't have really stats for things that I want them to. Why don't you just roll like an arcane or like a, is it like, is there like, trying to think of what the role would be exactly.
I mean, I think it would point it out to other, you know, to the other people while we're kind of walking up on our building. Right.
Yeah.
Like I'm walking and thinking about like, shit, all these things that have happened in the last, what feels like 10 minutes, you know.
Yeah.
We wake up in this weird space and, you know, whatever.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you point it out to everybody, if somebody is really good in magic, Tota, or whoever else, yeah, I will. You can roll to see if you remember anything as well.
All so right. That would be an Arcana? Say,
yeah, Arcana. Yep.
I just say, you know, while we were there, there wasn't, I mean, we each had a body part, right? I mean,
I had the head.
Right. And so we should have been covered in blood, but I mean, there wasn't even any smell. There was an acrid smell, but there wasn't any body smells.
And he'll go, and rub his apparently now hairy chin. Because I'm a big orc. And that is a 24.
Nice. So, yeah. So, Tota, you kind of think back to that too, and you were like, you feel like you like, you're like, yeah, definitely had a like smell of magic to you. What kind of
burnt coffee?
Yeah, what kind of magic spells do you have in your arsenal? I don't have your character sheet on me at the moment.
I have he mostly concentrates on transmutation and enchantment, but he has a various degree of spells, but I'll say like his, like transmutation and enchantment are kind of his more bread and butter.
Okay.
Of course, being a learned graduate of the scholarly arts, he is well versed in all various portents of Arcana.
Perfect. So just off the top of my head, do you have Mage Hand as one of your things?
I actually do have Mage Hand as a spell, yes.
Nice. Okay. So you automatically like notice that smell for that spell. and you know, it smells like something like Mage Hand, but it also has this other distinct like, and for lack of a better term, like wrong smell to it.
Mm-hmm.
So like you're like, there's something not quite right in what was happening there. So you assume that Mage Hand was involved, but in a different way.
Gotcha. Yeah. So have you ever guys smelled like toasted butter? Like when you melt butter, but then it burns. And then you throw like a piece of bread in there that also burns. And then you also burnt your tea. And so it kind of like that bitter kind of like burnt smell. So that's kind of like what bad magic smells like. And that was it.
What do you mean by bad magic?
Well, magic can, it has a lot to do with the intent, right? Like your intentions when using the magic. And so if you use it wrong, I mean, not wrong. You technically can't use magic wrong, but like when you use it to like hurt people or do bad things, then that's like bad magic.
So you think that a magic user came in here and dismembered the king?
And he will, at that point, like cast Mage Hand. So he like picks up a ball and it morphs into like this greenish translucent hand. And he's like, I mean, probably.
It couldn't have been an illusion, right? I mean, I could feel the leg that I was holding, right? I mean, if it was
I was holding his head. It was real.
Okay.
What I'm saying is somebody probably used magic to kill him. What I'm saying is I probably used magic to kill him.
I don't think we did this. I mean, I don't remember. No,
but like, I was holding the head. Like,
no, I mean, you remember? I get it. No, I don't remember. See, that's the thing. The only thing I remember is waking up there holding the leg. I don't remember anything before that. I mean, I remember you. I'm, you know, all of you.
But we don't remember much before that.
Do you remember anything?
No.
Tamron, what about you? Any recollection of anything prior to this?
Positively nothing.
Well, could we have been caught in a stray magic? Could we have been teleported in some way? Why do I look like a vampire?
Well, we already found out that... What did the little creature tell us? That we did this on purpose to ourselves, right?
He was rambling quite a bit.
It was a great deal of rambling.
Right, we did this on purpose to ourselves. So we're here for a reason, possibly.
He spoke to it. Quips was speaking to us as if we already knew each other. So right. For sure, we know each other. And I think it's unlikely that any of us actually killed the king. We're here to find who killed the king. I don't believe, Tota, I don't believe that you killed the king.
Well, I mean, obviously, I wouldn't kill the king. But, like, maybe I killed the king.
Right. Okay, the other I. The I
exactly,
that you see in the mirror.
Not me, but me.
Yeah, that too, I think, is probably unlikely.
Oh.
Can you dispel this? And he kind of just, like, waves his hands in front of himself.
No, I haven't. I mean, I have not prepared that kind of magic.
Okay.
Counterspelling isn't in my repertoire.
Gotcha.
I can technically dispel magic, but do I actually detect any magic?
Is there any magic to dispel?
Is there anything to dispel?
Good question.
So she'll cast detect magic.
Okay.
On everything.
Yeah, normally she would just like flick her hair back, right? And it'd just be kind of like this like moment, but instead it's like tentacles.
Yeah. And technically all you have is a mohawk, so you'd be kind of going like this almost.
Yes.
So yeah, as you detect magic, you actually everyone's fingertips light up as you were grabbing each body part. Each body part had the magic on it. And so for that, it transferred onto your hands.
Oh, some sort of tactile magic.
Of course, none of us have the body parts with us. We all.
I do have the sudden urge to phone home, though. And it's strange. Nobody else?
Right, but just a thought. We should get this off.
Can we? Can, like, he rubs his hands together.
Yeah, literally, you could. Like, you, like, now that you can see it, like, let's just say it's, like, fluorescent, and you just kind of do it, and it just looks like it's flaking off as you do it.
Can I, when I detect magic on it, do I get any other information?
The type of magic or any of that kind of stuff?
The school
we should
of magic?
Gather these particles.
Yes.
What school of magic starts gathering the particles.
Yeah, I'll give you this. It's necrotic in nature.
Yeah.
So it's necrotic. Oh, this is not good for my skin. This is very aging. This causes lots of wrinkles. I have no interest.
I'll take it.
That's why you said it was the bad magic. No, I get it. Necrotic magic, of course. That's very bad. It ages you.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
This is why I never furrow my brow. No line.
Oh. And Toto will like immediately raise his eyebrows.
So what's to be done? What's our plan here?
Let's search this room. Like, we're in our space, right?
Yeah, we need to find out more about us.
Let's find out who these nitwits are.
Let's get to know ourselves.
Okay, so you're going to go into your place of business.
Yeah.
Okay. So you go inside the door, and it is a mess. There are scrolls all over desk. There are posters on walls. Wanted this much gold, this much silver, blah, blah, blah. There are whatever D&D's version of a cork board with a bunch of string going from here to there and everywhere and that kind of thing. Yep. There are even like random like clippings from the town paper here and there talking about the horrendous four foiled again. The horrendous four, will they ever solve a mystery? The horrendous four here and there kind of thing.
It's good to know and we know how to motivate ourselves.
And the only thing that breaks all of this chaos is that there is a desk, and perched upon this desk is this very short, very peculiar looking raven person on a perch. And it has like a almost a steampunky like brown coat with a brown worn top hat. And a monocle over his right eye that's facing you. And he's perched upon this perch and is just sitting there very still.
I think I just like take a step forward and say, did you do this?
Are you talking to me?
I am indeed.
Oh my God, you're leaving
such a mess in here.
You did this mess. Obviously. I don't get paid to clear up your messes.
Most of you get paid.
Is that bird talking?
Yes, he is. Do you work for us? Do you work here?
Wow. When they say you're the horrendous four, they ain't kidding.
Yes. He's just going to shake
detectives, you're not.
Well, you're the one who took the job here. So I don't know what that says about you.
Well, I'm getting paid. I don't care. I don't care if you guys are bad or you're good. I do my job. I collect the jobs for you guys, and then I tell you what you're gonna do. And if you can't do them right, it's not my fault.
I step in close to Tamara and I say, I think he's drunk.
That's offensive. That's the way I talk.
Well,
I'm having a talk with HR.
Pardon me for not remembering completely, but what was the last job that you got us?
You just got it, don't remember.
No, I don't. I have a bad memory.
That's not the only thing that's bad. Well, obviously the king was in trouble. You went to help him.
Oh, all right. Who'd the job come from?
He like shakes his head almost like hard enough for his hat to fall off. He's like, Jesus, oh God. Oh, never mind. He would never say Jesus. He's like,
I mean, it was the royal vizier, of course.
And his name is?
Oh my God, do not remember anyone.
I have a really bad memory.
I no kidding.
Really, I got drunk and don't remember.
His name is Olar, obviously. He's the only ruler of Azura in the land.
Olar. You remember him, guys, right? And he like,
yeah, like wink. This big and kind of this wide.
Is it like the like about this tall? He's about this big, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
I tell you what, Lauren.
And he looks at Bill Zarin.
If you describe to me what this vizier really looks like, I'll give you 100 gold.
Tall, thin.
Wrong.
Okay, right. I took a shot to the head today. I don't really. Is there any paperwork associated with the job? Did Olar leave us anything? Prepayment, perhaps?
Well, you said he was going to give you payment on when you got there. Didn't you get the payment? You're supposed to always get the payment.
No, I don't believe the payment was in coin, but it's a...
Listen. We've had a very bad day, and some terrible magic has taken our memory, and we don't remember anything. So if you could actually just do your job and be helpful, that would be great.
I just told you who hired you and what you had to do. How much more information do I have to give you?
Everything, because we don't know
anything. Oh, no. I demand a raise.
We're the horrendous four, remember?
But the sign says ask something else. I'm beginning to believe the people.
You know, I'll tell you what. If you help us remember, then I will give you an extra gold a week. How's that sound?
I'm sorry. I did not hear you. Can you repeat it?
I said I will give you an extra gold a week if you help us remember.
Wow, you're so loud. That was rude. I will help you. So, okay, ask your questions.
Okay, do you have the paper or scroll or whatever that the job came on?
I will find it, but excellent. you made the mess, so I will have to look for a while.
Well, that's fine.
We can all look. How about if we help? This will go faster if we help.
We can play hide and seek.
He runs away.
all right, so I'm going to help look for whatever paperwork we might have.
I love helping them look for stuff.
All right. I'm going to have everybody roll perception check for me.
Woo. At the very least, I'd like to help straighten up.
Yeah. I have to read some of these articles, too, about how terrible we are.
Oh, I have a five, baby.
Don't have a... You said perception? Oh, no, three.
Seven.
Perception.
13.
13. Cam, what'd you get?
15.
Tota, what'd you get?
3.
Okay, all right.
You did run away.
So, yeah, exactly.
It's above my head. I can't see much. Oh, wait, yeah, no, so I'm like, orc, though. I'm too tall.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He, like, walks and then bumps his head into, like, a pillar and is like, no.
I'm used to being, like, exactly. 3 feet tall.
Exactly.
He's like Gandalf in the Hobbit house.
Right. Exactly. And Belzaren is just like almost like gliding across the room and just scaring everyone and not doing much else. So yeah, with the roles that Cam and Tamron got, yeah, you're just kind of looking around and stuff like that. Cam, you said you were looking at some of the other articles about
just to get extra, more information about who we are. Yeah,
for sure. So You can tell that this group has been doing it for a while, and this group has a knack for not solving a damn thing. So you probably had, like, you're the only detectives in town that you've kind of like surmised it when you're kind of looking around, because you have with the paperwork, there's so many things that you guys are trying to do and have not done. or failed at or whatever, at least the bodies that you're in.
I mean, honestly, maybe we'd be better if we didn't have so much to do. Like, I think it's probably because we're spread really thin.
He calls out from a corner.
Yeah, exactly. Tamron, so you're kind of looking around and like you almost feel like this is like a needle in a haystack. Like you're really just like you pick up something, you're like, I don't even know what this is. You put it down, you know, you look at something else. It's like a bill for like 12 pounds of horse meat. And you're like, where would they even put horse meat? I don't understand. You know, it's just, there's a lot of things that just don't quite make sense here. And you find a note, and it's in, it's a scroll actually. And it's in really elegant handwriting. And it says, it actually has a letterhead that says, give me a second again, because I have to go back. Sorry about that. From the, what would it say exactly? So let's just say this. Let's say it has like a really like fancy like stamp on it, like a letterhead. And the note reads, Dear Extraordinary Four, it has come to my attention that the King of Verdonia is in immediate danger. Sorry, I read something. I got distracted. Apologies. The king is in immediate danger. We are looking at a death threat for the king. Your assistance is needed. Come post haste. Or is that post haste? Is that what they say? Yeah, post haste. Yeah. And then it says the royal vizier. It doesn't even have his real name on it. It just says the royal vizier on it.
Does it have an official seal or anything?
Would he use the king seal? Right, because the scroll would probably have the wax seal on the outside. Yes. And then probably at the bottom. So would it be the king seal?
Yeah, so the crow person comes kind of walking by and whatever, and he kind of sees it. Oh, that's it. And yeah, sorry, doing this voice is very hard, apparently. He says, as you can tell, there's the royal seal right on the skull itself. It's right from the king.
Well, at least we have one piece of evidence.
So it looks as though clearly these idiots were set up, right? Like this is
For sure.
Yeah.
How long ago totally did we leave for this?
I did not catch up on that.
Oh. The crow person says,
"Well, you've only been gone for like half a day."
Do you think they would send someone here? So if they indeed set us up, and he uses air quotes, that they would come to finish the job?
Yeah, we may not be safe here.
Well, I think they definitely didn't plan on us surviving or making it out of there. Obviously, you know, caught red-handed, and someone had already alerted the guards. We were just standing there,
Well, what happened? What happened?
Cam ignores him and just says, I'm pretty sure nobody saw us leave.
And they didn't see us, right? I mean, we found the floor door and left. So they
found the floor door and there was darkness.
But if we did indeed enter the castle, they would have known that we were there and went to go see the king. I just can't remember.
Oh, these numbnuts. The vizier.
I mean, the vizier did it.
Who knows?
Or at least facilitated, right? I mean, if there's no heir to the throne.
It's always the vizier.
Right?
Wait, are you saying the king is dead?
I think all four of us turned and looked at him.
Oh, yeah, right. This guy.
Why don't you take the rest of the day off?
That's a good idea.
You know what? I thought of something. I quit.
And then he, flies out the door.
I thought something, I quit.
So you could tell, like, when he finds out that the king is dead and that you're tied to it, he wants no part of it.
Hey guys, I'm pretty sure he's gonna go tell somebody that we're here. We probably need to leave.
Is there anything here you think? Let's And he looks at the place that's already kind of like tossed. Says, let's toss this place and see if we can't find anything useful.
We tossed the shit out of this place. We're looking for floor doors. We're looking for secret rooms. We're looking for all of the things.
I kick over a desk.
Yes. There's desks.
Can I kick a desk?
There's bookshelves being emptied. We're trying to find like secret book doors, everything. Well,
but I'm assuming we sleep here, right? So like if our quarters are here.
We flip the beds.
Open the footlocker at the base of the, you know, is there anything in here that's useful?
Man, I don't think opening a business right now is the best idea. Oh, I guess footlocker is a store that sells shoes. Never mind.
Thank you. I love that.
Don't quit your day job.
To open up a footlocker.
All right, so what are you looking for in particular?
I mean, I don't think he is. What, you know, what do I find? So if there's bedrooms and we all have a separate bedroom, not that we would necessarily know whose was whose, but run in, you know, is there a dresser? Open up the drawers. Is there a wardrobe? Pop the, you know, what is there anything in here that is useful or triggers any sort of useful memory?
Okay. All right. I will have you all again roll me another perception check.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh, 19? Natty 20.
Oh, you Ooh, just had to, nice. Right?
18 I had to.
Plus six, four, 24.
God damn it.
14.
Okay. All right. So you all rolled well. Okay. Jesse, you get to pick. So you get to A, remember one of your own memories.
Mm.
B, remember a memory of the person that you're in. Or you can find something very special.
I'm going to be selfish and answer one of my own memories.
Okay. I want you to... pick something then. Pick something that you want to know about yourself.
What do I want to know about myself?
Oh, such a good question.
Right?
So many possibilities.
What is my favorite book?
Ooh. Ever or right now?
Right now. Tota lives in the moment.
Yeah. Your favorite book right now is the Book of Necromancy.
Ooh. Oh, come on. God damn it.
Such a good book.
Maybe he did kill the king.
Hey, I didn't tell you that. You keep that quiet.
Written by the premier necromancer of our time.
Player privilege, confidentialism.
So you see Tota, like he's flipping through a bunch of stuff. And there's like books on shelves and everything, and he's looking all through. And then he like freezes mid movement and like stares up into like the back of his head almost. And then kind of goes like a little pale.
I think he's having a stroke. Grab him.
Toto.
Yeah. Hi. Oh, yeah, I'm good. I was just thinking of some stuff. No, I'm good. I'm good. I don't think I can really get hurt in this body.
I wouldn't be too sure about that.
I think I can clearly get hurt, but like this guy's pretty big.
That does pose a question of what happens. Do we get hurt or do these people get hurt? Like what?
I wonder if it's like a dream maybe where like, you know how you can't get hurt in a dream. Like you can get hurt in a dream, but you don't get hurt. But then there is that whole theory about if you die in a dream, then you die in real life. So, like, maybe if we can't get hurt here, but if we die here, we're still dead.
I mean, I'd rather not find out.
Oh, no. I mean, if you died, you kind of wouldn't find out anyway, I guess, unless somebody knew necromancy and they brought you back to life. But who would know necromancy? Nobody would want to learn that, right? That's crazy.
Let's just not test it right off the bat.
Well, okay, okay. If you're fine, then that's good.
Yeah, sure. I'm good. Oh, yeah, no, I'm good. Definitely no necromancy happening over here either.
He just kind of squint at you a little bit.
Okay. So, everybody rolled really good, didn't they, in this one?
Mm-hmm. 24-19, yeah. He got a natty, and Leslie had a 14-15.
Yeah, perfect. Okay. So, Belzaren, so you're, you know, looking kind of through your stuff or whatever, and you find this cloak, and it's real sleek and real fine, and it's almost like an ice blue. And when you kind of go to like grab it, it feels like there's magic imbued in it, but you don't know what that is.
Do I get this? Well, does it fit me, right? I mean, because we're all so differently shaped.
Oh, yeah. So you can tell because you're this lengthy, live kind of elf. You're the only person that would fit.
Fits my goth aesthetic. There's some blue and purple in it. Yeah.
That's right.
There's some horns stitched.
It's black. Buckles. Exactly. Buckles.
Yeah. There's
a little patch that says Hot Topic down on the bottom.
So, I mean, I guess I hold it out. I look at it. I get the sense that there's something up to it. So I spin it around and fasten it around my neck. Give the room one last once over. And assuming I don't find anything else, I'll head back towards the main room to see if anybody else has found anything. And then I'll ask Tota, what sort of sense they get from the cloak. But
oh, that looks really good on you.
Oh yeah, thanks. It's and he like pulls it up some, and he fiddles with the. With the clasp at the neck, it feels like there's some magic in here. And he like holds out the hem.
So cool.
Can you get any sense of what this might be? I obviously don't remember.
Nope.
Nothing at all.
I don't. Oh, I mean, there could be. I can't do that.
Oh, you don't. Okay. All right. Well, sure. That's fine. I mean, I guess we'll just, we'll see what happens.
Okay. So, everyone's still kind of looking around. And Tamron, you find this picture on the wall that looks like your embodiment, the character that you're in. And you see that she has her arm wrapped around another mind flayer. And there's this little jewelry box that hangs on the wall right next to it.
She will detect magic on it.
Ooh.
Nice.
You came to the wrong mage there, John.
So the box itself isn't registering any magic, but the something inside is.
It's not trapped with magic. Okay.
It's not a mimic. It's not a tiny mimic.
She'll take it off the wall.
Yeah. So you open this little jewelry box, and inside is this almost this like choker necklace, and it has instead of like rubies or beads around it, it actually looks like little squids that are kind of woven together.
Yeah.
And this is clearly magical.
Yes.
What does my detect magic tell me about the school of magic?
Yeah. So what it tells you is that this necklace is a magical weapon, basically. So what you can do is you can grab it from your neck and almost make it into a like thin knife, basically, that can slice through just about anything. But it also has properties of like it almost like moves. So like it almost like you can tell it feels like it would move almost like a tentacle would. But it's got real like sharp slicing to it.
Okay.
You immediately put it around your neck.
Yes, I'm going to chop my head off.
Yeah.
Yep. And you're dead.
And I'm dead.
Yep. Your head is next to the king's. Let's see.
That all makes sense now. I was studying necromancy. You have a chain garrote.
I'm sorry. I'm just going to write down people's things that I've been telling them about so I remember this.
Yeah, that's why we record.
Yep.
So that you can not go back and listen to it.
Exactly. Until 8 months later, I'm like, oh, that's what happened. Okay. last but not least, Cam, what are you looking for something for yourself as well? Are you looking at your character's things? Are you looking for clues? What are you looking for exactly?
I'm specifically looking for, I guess it would be something that has to do with who I am. Like not, I mean, like the fairy with the dark wings there. Yeah. Looking for more information about the world we're in through the persona that I am.
Yeah, for sure. So you go into this like locker that you assume is yours because it's small, petite. And what you kind of don't realize is that you've actually been flying this whole time.
Oh.
So like you are this fairy and you like it just like it doesn't dawn on you because you feel like this is not who you are personally. And you open up this little locker of yours. And inside the locker, you actually see a bunch of clippings of things. You see this, it almost, trying to think of how to describe it. So you are actually, your character is kind of following what's happening with the kingdom. So you see that there's this little article about the Crestium Mines, Crestium, Crestium Mines. And you see that the king of, like an article that says the king of Verdonia to open up the Crestium Mines. And the article basically talks about that these inside these mines, there is this, I'm trying to think of the right word, like almost like gem called Crestium, and that it is imbued with magical power. And that while the town and the kingdom, or the kingdom itself, is really excited about the prospect of Crestium, little is known about what Crestium can do. Then you see another article that's a little bit later, and it says Crestium found volatile. And there's this little article that says while the king of Verdonia is excited about Crestium and what it can do for the kingdom, some of his scientists have found out that Crestium can be, trying to think of another word for volatile, but like unstable.
Unstable. Yeah.
So, you know, the article is basically saying like now the townspeople are forbidden from going into the Crestia mines for fear of danger, you know, people endangering themselves. And then you see another article that's a little bit further in that. And it says that it's Crestium. What would it be? Let's see, like tons of Crestium stolen from the mines. And it's one of those things where it says that even though it was heavily guarded by the King's Guard, the Crestium mines were assaulted by a bunch of ruffians, and that a lot of the Crestium was stolen. And now you see another article that says the Crestium mines have been shut down, and they basically say like there's no Crestium left. The mines have been forever like closed, like they used like magic to kind of like make the caves like cave in, basically, to cut off the land from Crestium.
Does it say who gave that order?
By order of the king to close the mines.
The king, yep. Himself? Okay.
Yes, correct. Yeah, like one of the things, and I'll kind of give you this, one of the things that really is a point in these articles is that the king is, even though the king wants the Crestium, it almost sounds like in these articles that he cares more about the safety of the land than he does about the Crestium itself, which is unlike most kings.
Aha. Uh-huh. All right. I'll bring that out. I'll bring all that stuff out. All right. I'll present them to the group to say, it seems as though we had some sort of a issue in the town with these Crestium mines. And I'll start like passing out some of the articles. The king seems to have wanted to shut down the mines, but this element has been stolen to a large extent, and they want everyone to believe that the mines are empty. And now the king is dead. Well, it seems like a pretty decent place to start.
We could go to the mines and look. If the gems reacted in a way in which wasn't expected and turned out that it was potentially volatile and dangerous, perhaps the vizier had tried to maneuver the king into war or using it for nefarious purposes.
Oh, but why would he do that?
Why do people do anything?
Well, at least it outwardly feels like the king was against something like that. I wonder how long the king was dead before we ended up with his body parts in our hands.
Are there dates on the articles? Or is there some nomenclature to...
Yeah, let's say there are, but because you... What do you want to know in particular about the dates?
If there's a desk calendar in fantasy realm, like we could look to see like at least what the month is, right? So
like over the course of how long a time were these articles coming out?
Right. Was it yesterday? Was it 2 years ago? Was it, you know, within this current year frame, if there's some calendrical scenario that we can
Let's say that the first article came out about a year ago. And then the last one that you read about the mines being closed down is about a month ago.
About a month ago. And is there, I would assume there's a date on the scroll from the vizier?
Mm-hmm.
When?
Yep. So if you compare the date on the scroll to the date that you would consider today, you received it this morning. You would assume.
Yesterday or today, something like that. It would be a priority to. Yeah,
he was dead.
Yep.
Probably. But we can't stay here, right? We should probably leave. Good find, though.
Yeah, thank you.
Does the article say where the mines are?
Yes, for sure.
Okay, then we should go that way. Lead the way.
We go.
Was that what you're doing? You're heading out to the crest,
yeah,
you mind?
I think. Well, yeah, that's a suggestion, at least from Cam and Balzaren. I think we should hit these mines up.
Alternatively, we could ask questions around town since this was something that happened recently.
Do we want to stay here, though, is the problem, right? If our drunk friend decides to rat us out, or if the vizier decides to send a contingent of royal guardsmen this way, we might not want to be seen around town.
All right.
Is it what time of day is it?
Let's say it's like mid afternoon now.
Okay. I mean, we could, Tam. I mean, if you think it's okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think.
I mean, these people exist here.
I'd like to do that. I'd like to snoop around and see if we can pick up, because I don't feel particularly safe with the circumstances that are surrounding this so far. I think you're right. I think we've been set up, but I also think that the wheels were in motion to set us up long before we entered these bodies. That's what it feels like to me anyway. So I think asking around might be a little risky. So yeah, I think heading to the Crestium Mines, but also seeing what information we can sort of pick up on stealthily.
To the inn?
To the inn.
Listen to the general chatter, see if anything seems amiss.
Yeah, we should try to stay. Yeah. Now, I'm worried about being seen. I'm definitely worried about being seen.
I mean, forewarned is forearmed. So,
yeah.
I mean, we are we have our wits about us. So, perhaps even if a further trap were to be sprung, we would be waiting and ready to flee.
I understand splitting the party is probably a bad idea, but what if we did, like, two of us go snoop around the inn and two of us start heading out to the Crestium Mines?
I suppose
speed is probably speed is probably a good idea to try to get some more information.
Does anyone have a preference?
Toda tries to make himself look like big and important. Like.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to split up, actually.
I'm just curious if there's any... So, this doesn't give any details about how it was dangerous. And so I'm curious if anyone has stories about what happened that could give us a little more information about why the Crestium was so dangerous.
Yeah, that is curious. There isn't any actual details.
Yes, and I know this is... leaping to conclusions, and please forgive me, but what if they used the Crestium to kill the king? I'm just wondering why I ended up with necromantic residue.
Residue.
Yes, residue. On my hands, on your hands, on everyone's hands.
Gross.
That's odd for a spell.
I don't know. It is. Why would anybody use nobody uses necromancy? That's crazy.
You seem awfully hung up on the whole necromancy thing, Tota's.
I'm not your. Hey, she's the one that keeps bringing it up.
Is it that book you have that was written by the foremost authority on necromancy, Necro Nancy?
I don't have any book. I mean, not. Have you seen it? No, I don't have it.
I thought you had a book.
No. I don't have books. Do you have books?
What is going on here? This is
feel like there's a book.
There's something going on with you.
I'm fine. How are you?
Soda. Suspicious of you because you're being so guilty.
What? Because I'm worried about how my friends are doing?
Right. So anyway, I'm curious if this substance is necromantic in nature.
So do you want to be part of the mine party then?
I'm saying if we ask around, perhaps there are people who recall what happened and why it was so dangerous.
Yeah, I think I'm backing off on the split the party thing, actually. I want to keep us. I think we need to stay together.
It probably makes sense.
Yeah, let's stay together. I want everyone to sort of be wary that we're probably being searched for.
Okay. Tamron, by the way, can you get, because you could do the magic thing too. Can you tell me what this is?
Let's see. The detect magic's probably still up. What am I seeing?
Are you talking about your cloak?
Yeah. I hold the hem of the cloak.
Yeah. Out, for sure. So Tamron, you get the sense that this is a cloak of invisibility.
If you spend a little time communing with it, it might make you invisible to the eyes.
No way.
Hmm.
Is there like a power word or is there something I have to do? Make me invisible. And he like takes the cloak and he wraps it around himself.
Well, usually they tell us to write any information like your name and stuff on a tag. So maybe there's on that.
Maybe. Takes the hasp off, spins it around, looks on the inside to see if there's a tag.
Is it unfortunately no tag? Only or?
Yeah, exactly. Line dry.
It just says Hot Topic. I don't. Is that a brand here? Or?
Let's go to this Hot Topic place and see what's going on over there.
Only if it's the Hot Topic of about 20 years ago.
But we are in the past, so it probably is.
Probably.
Well, thank you for that.
Yeah, so just wear it and commune with it and then exert your will and it should function for you.
He nods kind of slowly. Oh, okay, just sounds easy enough. Be invisible. Invisible.
Not very patient, are we?
What? No, I'm working. Want to get it in my, thinking about it.
So I guess there's one inn in town, right?
There is.
Is it near the shop? Is it near where our building is?
You can see it. It's not near it, but it's down the way a little bit.
Okay.
Is there a market? Like an open market?
Just because I don't get to roll dice enough, I'm going to roll.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah, there is. I just rolled a 20. It's a huge market.
And it's Friday.
She basically, Tamron's like, why don't, on our way out of town, we just walk through the market and I'll look for someone who looks like they would like to have a conversation.
You might be hard pressed to find someone who wants to talk to one of us, but let's give it a shot.
I might be able to make that a little easier.
Oh, okay.
All right. So we'll head towards the market on our way to wherever these mines are. Do we know where the mines are?
Yeah, there was an address. There was an address in the articles.
Northwest of town.
Crestium Drive, 16 Crestium Drive. Rufdar, what's the, that's the name of the town, right? Roof, what is it?
Does there
Rufdar.
Happen to be a Rufdar. Map in this place of there?
Let's say that Cam found a map to the Crestium Mines in with all
the
articles.
It's on the cork board and it has all the strings on it. We were clearly thinking about this. Our characters were looking at this beforehand.
For sure.
All right. Like dead king ? And then like a yarn that goes to the castle.
So we start heading in the direction I guess that we think it is, and then towards the central market.
Yeah, for sure. So so you're heading to the market and it's actually quite busy. So like people are selling various fruits and vegetables. There's like woven baskets. People are selling all kinds of different things. There's actually like food vendors that they're making different kind of foods and stuff like that. A lot of really good smells and that kind of thing. There's a lot of performances. So like there's a lady doing magic in a corner. There's someone that's doing like acrobatics, a lot of flipping and stuff like that. And there's just a lot of vendors that are here and there. Just really, there's a real hustle and bustle.
Are we still with it? Are we still like, has it been 8 hours since we woke up? Because that's how long I had that whole psychic whispers thing. So yeah. I didn't know if I need to cast it again or if we're still underneath those.
Let's say that you're really close to it.
All right. I'll blast off another psychic whisper and I say in everybody's head, we're connected with my psychic whispers.
It's a little disturbing, not gonna lie.
We're inside each other's minds.
Stop it.
We can't stop it.
Badger. All right, so walking through, Tamron is looking for a flower. The flower lady. The florist.
Okay. So yeah, so you're walking around and you see this, like there's a lot of different things around and you see this beautiful stand with a lot of potted plants, a lot of different flowers and stuff like that. And there's this lady behind, this human lady that's behind a stand or whatever. She's got a really ornate headdress that she's wearing. It flows down. It's got like flowers that are kind of etched in it in like gold. And she's wearing like a really beautiful white dress. And she sees you and she says, "Ah, Puck, good to see you. Have you come for more plants?"
Tamron is going to bow deeply and respond, indeed, I am here for the plant of the week. she pulls out a coin to trade for whatever.
Is it? Plant I'm pretty sure that's a subscription out. Service where they send right? you a random box to your house once a week. Yeah.
What exciting greenery have you in store for me today?
And she's like, I have some beautiful rhododendrons for you. You can put those outside of your business, and they come up quite well and beautiful. And they're really good for not only for their looks, but also to kind of ward out some different bugs and stuff like that. So it plays twofold.
Like sun, little bit of water, a lot of water.
Yes, you want to try to, you know, well, to tell you the truth, they can get as much sun as they want, but you have to make sure that you water them very, very nicely. Maybe once every other day. You don't have to make it every day, but make sure you take quite care of them.
Oh, I will. As she's gathering up the rhododendrons, so, darling. I have a question for you. This is just something that was going through. Do you remember that terrible business a while back about the Crestium?
Oh, and she kind of like looks like kind of like to the left to the right. And she says, we're not supposed to talk about the Crestium. No.
Well, I know, but you know, I'm always looking for really interesting things to research. And I was just very curious, whatever happened to people when they interacted with it? I know it was, I remember someone saying it was dangerous, but I don't remember exactly what happened.
And she like really kind of like nervously, like kind of mess with like her dress. And she kind of like absentmindedly kind of plays with her headdress a little bit, and she kind of like looks to left and right, and she says, yes, oh, I love them as well. And she gets kind of quiet, and she says, well, the scuttlebutt is that some of the people that were trying to acquire the Crestium used their bare hands on it, and that was what killed so many.
Oh, how did he kill them? I love a good daffodil, don't you?
Oh, I love daffodils. They're just divine. And she says, well, it's still kind of up in the air. Some people would just melt into a green goo, and some people would just light on fire. I mean, it's said that the Crestium is the magical properties within the Crestium is just it's above anything else, and that's why the king had to blow up the mines. He couldn't have anybody having that kind of power.
Oh, it was very chaotic. That's interesting. Do you have anything with medicinal properties for an upset stomach?
Oh, of course. Yes. You know, I've got one for upset stuff, diarrhea. You know, she's like, yes, I've got quite the thing for you. So, it's one of those things where it's very hard. It's very against the law now to like, I am risking my life even talking to you about this, but because we're such good friends, of course.
I am honored that you trusted me with this, and I assure you, you're very safe with me.
Yeah. Oh, how's Philly?
Delightful.
Oh, that's good. I haven't seen her around in a while, so I was just wondering how she's been.
You know how it is.
Oh, Philly. Philly's going to be Philly, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, you know, I'd love to sit here and chat, but, you know, I've got to get back to my business. But it was good seeing you.
Yes, it was great seeing you. And I'll be back next week.
Oh, for sure. For sure. I will have a nice, beautiful plan for you next week.
Perfect. Perfect. Ta-da! Who the fuck is Shelly? So I walk away.
Nice. All right, is there anything else that anybody else wants to be doing in the market?
Can we make the ever-present perception check to just
kind of overhear conversation? Can. Yeah, for sure. Roll a perception check for me.
No, I got an 8.
Some guy be talking like about his pigs. Trying to like overhear conversations and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, I got a 16 listening for anybody that says king or necromancy.
Ooh, doing a keyword search.
Keyword
nice.
Search.
Nice. Yeah.
Control F.
Yep. Hey, Siri. Here's some keywords for you. Shit. Oh, sorry. I said Siri just turned it off. Made my phone go off. I'm sorry, John. What did you...
Similar perfect. Things. I'm just more like eavesdropping. Some people are standing around bulletin boards, like bulletin board, like newspaper postings.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Okay, all right. So we'll start with Tota. So Tota, you're kind of listening for different things and stuff like that, and you're trying to hear, you know, for like any scuttlebutt on anything, and you don't hear anything about necromancy at all. You know, it's just one of those things you're scared. You're kind of like every once in a while, you just, for some reason, you're like, all of a sudden you're like, what? Huh? And you're like, there's nothing, you know, just cause you're a little shaken up by your memory. And you hear kind of far off in the distance, cause you're really concentrating and you're young. So you've got probably a better ear than some older people do. And you hear you hear someone say, did you hear? The king, he's dead. What? Yeah. Severed. His body severed into many pieces. What? You're kidding me. Who did it? I don't know, but apparently the king's guard is on their way as we speak. Oh, Well, I don't want to be here when they come. I know. Let's go.
I will immediately run to the nearest person that I see.
Okay.
If I can remember what you guys look like.
We can talk to each other in our heads, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Psychically whispering.
Yes.
Psychically whispering, we gotta get the fuck out of here.
I start frantically looking around until I hear Tamron in my voice in my head say, has anybody found anything yet? And I'm like, oh my god, that's right, I can talk to you guys. Okay, cool. Kingsguard on the way. They know the king's dead. Apparently it's hit, like the people know, like the word's out. Kingsguard is coming here. I don't know if they're looking for us specifically. But yeah, probably a good idea that we're not hanging around.
Okay. Well,
and then
we should probably pick up some provisions on the way. So, you know, just buy some food and stuff because we're probably never coming back.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Should have hit the fridge first.
And as you guys kind of get done with your conversation, Cam, you see off in the distance, kind of across the way from where you guys are at, you see the same insignia that you saw on the scroll hiring you, and you see like probably about 12 to 15 Kingsguard, and it's something that for you seems unusual because they look like very big, very beefy, like boar people with like big nose rings and huge muscles, and they are combing the crowd asking for certain names. They're like, if you know the whereabouts of and they say Roni, Lauren, Puck, and Ghosh.
Puck hits me because I know Puck.
That's us.
That, mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll say it's too late. They've sent Bebop and Rocksteady Army. We need to get out of here now.
Let's go.
They're coming.
Go invisible.
John, I want you to roll me a d20. If you have any arcane, you can add to that.
I do not.
Okay.
It's an 11.
Okay. Yeah, you keep going, go invisible, and nothing happens.
Can you guys see me?
Yes.
No, shit, I can't.
We should run.
Okay. Are you guys going to head to the mines, or are you going to head somewhere else?
Probably the mines.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean,
that's our other key location right now, right?
Yeah, for sure. All right. So you head to the mines.
Look for us there.
What, Trey, what were those names again that they were asking for? I got Puck.
Yeah. Yep. Lauren. So Puck, Lauren. Yep. Roni, which is Rhonny.
Yeah.
And Ghosh, which is Gauche.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. No problem. So you guys in the form of the, what did I say? Fabulous Four?
The Horrendous Four.
Yeah, yep, the Horrendous Four. Yep, we might as well just stick with that. Head to the mines. You guys are in more trouble than you were before.
I really hope that my first name is Peppa.
All right, so we
All right. Framed. Prestium.
Yep. Set up by a guy with a cobra staff and a talking parrot.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Yep. I was exactly like, what please I was let it be Jafar. Please.
Jafar.
Olar.
Yeah. And it's funny because every time I do things, I'm like, they're going to think it's this. And then as soon as you said that, I was like, of course you're going to think it's that.
Napoleon
nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing is original. And it's funny because I was trying to think of another word instead of like the king's second in command, you know, and I was like, the role of Fazir sounds fun,
no,
but it also is Aladdin. Yeah.
It's that's fun.
Yeah.
The crest of your mind is definitely going to be like a tiger head though. Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, you already had your raven was your bird, you know, you've got your royal Fazir. Actually, I think what I'm going to do is I think I'm going to have the raven be the Fazir's bird. I'm gonna be like, right, also yeah. just turns on you.
Yeah, he's right, betraying
goes
us.
To
yeah,
period.
Of course.
Yes.
Yep. Iago. Yeah. Calm yourself, Iago.
All right. The big question is which one of us is going to fall in love with the Sultan's daughter who has
who
a were-tiger bodyguard?
Yes.
I feel like the Illithid is not, it's not, that's not the vibe. That's not the vibe.
Know, but I am very
you
curious
don't know what
about
she's into.
Who's in that picture though? Like there's another Illithid in play somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Which I assume is who the woman at the market was asking about, but you didn't talk about
that. Yeah, yeah. We got the names now. Now we just got to figure out who's who. We know who Puck is.
Well, yeah. Well, Belzerin is Lauren.
Oh, I missed that. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, the bird called him Lauren.
The bird. Damn it. Yes.
Yeah. I would assume Tamarin is Roni, and the orc is Gaush, but that'd be my gut.
We'll have to find out next time.
Just call out to
all right,
hey,
well,
Gaush. Hey, Gaush. Let's see what you turns around.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Both of you, everybody turns around. What? No. Yeah.
Actually, a really common name around here.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, right. Gaush is like, definitely an orc name.
Yeah. Gaush is like Sam. You know, it's like everybody's got that name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's not enough apostrophes in it to be an orc
right.
name.
Yeah, that's true. There needs to be more apostrophes.
Yeah.
This podcast is a proud member of the Legends of Tabletop Broadcast Network. For more gaming-related content, please visit www.legendsoftabletop.com.